Evangelium with Father Andrew Pinsent on the solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord into heaven.
Today's Feast of the Ascension commemorates the ascent of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven after 40 days of appearances following his resurrection. St. Mark's Gospel describes the Lord Jesus as being taken up into heaven and taking his place at the right hand of God. The letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians says that Jesus ascended far above any name that can be named. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles describes him as being lifted up until a cloud takes him from their sight, and ends with the promise that Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come back in the same way. Now at first, the event of the Ascension might seem somewhat disconnected from our lives. After all, if Jesus is God, and God can do anything, then being lifted up off the earth is no more surprising than any other miracle. What is especially significant about this event, however, is highlighted by the statement that the Lord Jesus took his place at the right hand of God. Such a claim is, of course, theologically curious. Since Jesus is already God, this passage cannot refer to a change in Jesus' divine nature, because the nature of God transcends time and does not change. What does change is in regard to the human nature of Jesus Christ, that is, the Son of Mary. In other words, it is in his human nature that Christ ascends far above the heavens, and it is in his human nature that he takes his place at the right hand of God. Now the body of Christ does not ascend in the same way as a person might lift up a stone, or that the human body can be lifted up by machines of one kind or another. The glorified and resurrected body of Christ is simply unconstrained by the limits of an essentially two-dimensional existence, free of the constraints of space and time. What is most important about this freedom in the Ascension, however, is that the glorious body of Jesus Christ enters heaven, symbolized by his physical ascent, and he enters the very presence of God himself. So while ordinary human nature is, in itself, remote from God, following the Ascension, a resurrected human being, body and soul, can gaze on the face of God in heaven. Understood in these terms, the relevance of the Ascension to ourselves becomes more clear. While the human mind can range over time and space, the present human body is bound to an essentially two-dimensional existence. What the Ascension of Jesus shows us, first, is that the resurrected human body does not suffer from this limitation. The resurrected body can go wherever the beatified soul desires. Indeed, a distant echo of this yearning can be seen in the way that the superheroes of popular culture, in particular Superman, a distant derivative of the work of Nietzsche, are almost always portrayed as being capable of flight. What is most significant about the Ascension, however, is that Jesus' human nature is also described as sitting at the right hand of God. In an image given to us by St. Catherine of Siena, it is as if the human nature of Jesus Christ has become like a great bridge, stretching from our present earthly life into the presence of God in heaven. This bridge completes the process of opening a way for human beings to attain eternal happiness, the soul being saved by the sacrifice of Christ's death, the body being saved and glorified by Christ's resurrection, and the offer of being raised into a new world being made by Christ's ascension. If, therefore, we remain united with Christ on earth in faith, hope, and love, by means of the grace of the sacraments, we can cross this bridge into the presence of the Father. In particular, when the time of our death comes upon us, we too can leave this world with the hope that one day we will live, body and soul, in the presence of God in heaven. So may God give us a deeper understanding of the hope to which we are called by means of the ascension. May we persevere in grace throughout our lives, following Christ even if necessary to the point of death, and so one day enter, body and soul, into the glory of the saints.
Strength from the glorious cross of Christ, strength to overcome.